Good evening. This is Lehigh Valley Discourse, and you're listening to the Elchar Chronicles. I'm your host, Karen Elchar. This program chronicles issues of law and order and our local justice system, the environment, and indigenous history, with special guests that dig deep into topics less talked about here in the Lehigh Valley. This evening, our topic is the importance of farmland preservation and the impact on our environment. I'm pleased to welcome my guests, Lehigh County Executive Phillips Armstrong and Diane Matthews-Geringer, Lehigh County Director of Farmland Preservation. Welcome and thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you very much for having me here today, Karen. I think this is a very, very important topic for the people of Lehigh County.
Well, according to the Penn State Extension, farmland covers approximately 26% of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and agriculture is an important source of employment, earnings, and economic activity in both rural areas and several metropolitan counties. Agriculture and its associated industries provide a $135.7 billion annual economic impact, representing close to 18% of Pennsylvania's gross state product. Agriculture supports one out of every 10 jobs in Pennsylvania, and for each dollar of direct output, another 62 cents is generated in economic impact. So in this past June, I attended an event on a farm in the East Greenville area celebrating the preservation of that farm located in Lehigh County. So Phil, you and other speakers spoke about the importance and beneficial impact of farmland preservation to both people and the environment and how active Lehigh County has been in preserving our farmland. So tell me about it.
The economic impacts and all that is great, but the number one thing is we love eating. And, you know, without the farmers, there's no food, there's no wine, there's no you need the farmers. So one of the first things we did in our first budget was put $2 million a year just to get this project off and running. Now, at that event that day, that was the first farm that we were able to put in farmland preservation. Since then, 403 farms, over 28,000 acres. And here's a fact that not a lot of people know. Now, Lancaster County obviously has the most farmland in farmland preservation. However, Lehigh County is number one in proportionate of farmland total and how much we've put in. We also have 40 farms already on the waiting list to get in. So, as you know, it's matching funds from the state, the county, and the local municipalities, but we've got to save our farms. Once they're gone and a warehouse is built, they're not coming back. And is it a popular issue in Lehigh County? Well, they've reelected me, and that's one of the things I stood for without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. So has anyone actually done a study within Lehigh County or the Lehigh Valley in general, to your knowledge, regarding the public's opinion of maintaining farmland?
Absolutely. In fact, the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission and the Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation has surveyed the people, and they asked them, you know, why do you want to live here? What is it about this area? And one of the top issues is quality of life. And quality of life is maintaining farmland. It's maintaining your parks, your recreation, your rails to trails. These are the things that attract people to live here. Yes, we have jobs and we have lots of job openings, but they can work from anywhere anymore. We want them to live here. We want them to support our local businesses. How do we do that? By preserving what we have and making sure we keep that. You know, the number of farmers markets, all the local towns now are having them. Besides the great Allentown Fair, the fairgrounds, the farmers market, go there any Thursday through Saturday. It's always crowded. So that lets you know what the people want.
Mm-hmm. So also at that event in June, you talked a lot about the environmental impact of farm preservation.
Well, again, we're keeping warehouses and trucks off, number one. Number two, and I've said this at one of my State of the County addresses, cows don't go to school. So we're not putting a burden on the local school districts. And what we're doing is we're keeping industrial gases, things like that. And yes, we are working with Penn State and Penn State Extension on more modern ways of farming, more ways that we can protect the environment from methane gas. All of these things are in the future, and we're doing those things now with the farmers and working very hard. You know, as I kind of told you before, the average age of our farmer is 57 in the county. We've got to start getting younger people. And a lot of the farmers today, their children are staying on the farm, and we want to make sure their children stay on the farm, and that's why the Farmland Preservation Program.
Mm-hmm. So what's all incorporated in the preservation program?
Well, if you decide to put your farm in the program, you know, you will contact our Farmland Preservation Board, and then we get you on the list. Then we have to work with, for example, one of the last ones we just did in Whitehall Township, which isn't really known for its farmland. But now Whitehall has to agree because, again, if you put a farm in farmland preservation, that'll keep that area from being developed. But sometimes a municipality, that's tax revenue, maybe more revenue than the farm would bring in. So you have to get the municipality on board, too. So, you know, we go to the Whitehall Board, we talk to them, we talk about the advantages of keeping this land as a farm, and then we put in the county share, then we go to the state. Our governor has been fabulous. I think he realizes the importance of farmers. In fact, I think next week is the Farmers Breakfast. Once a year, the farm organization brings in all of the elected officials and lets us know what they would like us to do and how we can help them. That's an important breakfast for everybody to attend.
Mm-hmm. So how receptive have the various municipalities and townships been when you speak with them or your folks speak with them about preserving a farm?
Well, when you talk about how important it is to their electorate, the people that put them in the office, that is something very, very important. Where they might be thinking about the tax revenue, they also have to think about being reelected. And I think that's important. And then all of a sudden they use that as, you know, you should re-elect me because this is what I've done. So I think that's an important selling point, too, when you let them know how popular this program is.
Mm. And overall, how successful do you think you've been in convincing these various municipalities?
100%.
Oh, that's 100%.
Excellent. When we get the farm in their area, you know, especially in the rural towns, you know, Moore Township, Washington Township, Heidelberg Township, these places absolutely on board.
What other aspects of farmland preservation are near and dear to your heart?
Well, again, we get complaints about the traffic, the air pollution, the smog. We live in a valley, and we're doing a lot of things. Right now, we have monitors up for the first time ever. We put them up about a year ago all over the valley. So we're going to get data to know exactly where and what. These are the things that we're trying to say a farm will keep traffic. Now, you're still going to order your Amazon, and the trucks are still going to deliver. And we're not going to stop that. And it's a great revenue for the taxes for those municipalities. But on the same time, we've been known that the Pennsylvania Dutch came here because this was a very fertile valley. And because of that, we are an agricultural area. We want to keep that. We want to be known for the produce that we're bringing out, our dairy farms that are producing milk and cheese. Remember, Kraft Foods came here. Why? Well, this was a great place to get their raw materials. So it does attract, like you said, there's an economic impact. But even more important, the fact that we have fresh produce. Nobody's buying in the can anymore. And you go by the frozen food aisle. Why would you want to buy frozen peas when you can go right to the farmer's stand and get them right from the farmer?
Mm-hmm. You also mentioned earlier in our discussion regarding financing, so that you receive funds from the state. Anywhere else?
Well, the state puts in their percentage. Now, I have to put in my budget. And as I said, guaranteed, when I go into my budget hearings, I have $1 million. A couple years ago, I put two. Now we're back to a little over $1 million. I mean, I'd like to put, but, you know, you have to pay for other things, too. We have senior centers, jails, and a lot of human resources that we have to come up with, human services. But $1 million is a lot of money, and it allows us, for example, we just put $300,000 out to preserve two more farms in Lehigh County. Now, that $300,000 plus the money from the state, plus the money from the local municipality that those two farms will be in, and bingo, we have two more farms put aside that are going to stay farms.
Mm-hmm. I also read about conservation easements. How does that factor in?
Well, you have to make sure that they stay farms. So if you put your farm into that, what's going to happen is if you do sell your farm and somebody wants to change it, they would then have to go back and pay all the taxes and all of the things that didn't happen all those years, which we feel will be an incentive for them to keep that as a farm.
Mm-hmm. You also have a program, Clean and Green. How does that factor in?
Well, anything that we can do to help the environment, we're going to do. My daughter was an environmental major at Penn State, so it's been drilled into me. So when I first ran to office about 8 years ago, 7 years ago, these were important things that I stood for, that I think the county has to step up. And when you look at government, and I'm sorry, on the national level, everybody's butting heads and yelling, but where do things really get done? Where? Locally. It's your municipal and county. And my hat's off to President Biden. He was a county commissioner. And when he did the ARPA funds, he said, let's get this money right to the county, because the counties know where you can make a difference. So when you're talking clean and green, when you're talking the environment, when you're talking farmland preservation, you don't need to say, what's Washington doing? What's your local government doing? And I'm proud to say, here in the entire Lehigh Valley, and Northampton County is on board too, we're making a difference.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention about the Farmland Preservation Program, what the county is doing, neighboring municipalities helping out?
I think it is showing it's not a party issue. This, I think, is very, very important in our local government, that we don't look at this as this is a Republican or a Democrat. This is what's right for the Valley. And that's, again, I can't emphasize, I care more than anything, how important it is that we work with our local governments. I actually put in somebody in my administration just called a community liaison person, just to make sure we have our doors open with the 25 municipalities that make up Lehigh County. That when they have a problem, we have a person they can get that problem to, and we can solve it, or try to solve it.
Well, congratulations. I personally think you're doing a phenomenal job in helping to maintain our farmland, to preserve as much property as possible.
Thank you. I think I have the best job in the world right now. I love this job. I love coming to work. Teaching for 40 years prepped me for this, because every day, new challenge. You have to work with people. You have to get along with people. And that's why I love Lehigh County.
Well, thank you for coming on the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
We're going to take a short break. You are listening to the LCHAR Chronicles with my guests, Lehigh County Executive Phillips Armstrong and Diane Matthews-Geringer, Lehigh County Director of Farmland Preservation. And we're discussing the importance of farmland preservation. Do stay tuned.
Thank you to the members of WDIY for making all the programming you hear possible. Becoming a WDIY member is the best way to support your listening and to ensure WDIY will be here for the next person in our community to discover. Make your membership gift today at 610-694-8100 extension 4 or wdiy.org. We couldn't be here without you.
Welcome back to the Elchar Chronicles. We're talking about the importance of farmland preservation with my guests, Lehigh County Executive Phillips Armstrong and Diane Matthews-Geringer, Lehigh County Director of Farmland Preservation. Well, Diane, we heard quite a bit from our wonderful county executive. So tell me, what are the environmental benefits of farmland preservation?
There are several that I can think of. I'm probably not going to name them all, but one, farmland preservation is not paved, so it's less impervious surface, which means more water recharge for the land and less runoff when it rains or snows. It also provides some wildlife habitat, quite a bit, actually. I would say it provides better air quality than downtown or warehouse areas would. Less traffic, and that eliminates a lot of other stuff that's not good for the environment. Better air quality. Of course, we need to preserve the soil that we have and water resources for food production. It's a cooler temperature in the non-paved area, so that's another benefit. Getting back to the food production, that we need that land now, and we need it. We're going to need it in the future. We'll always need it, and the whole buy local movement has been great. And if you have local food, then you're not driving the food all across the country and the world, and that is a huge environmental benefit.
So from the farmer, farmland owner's perspective, what are the benefits to them to preserve the land? Now we've understood what the environmental benefits are, but what does the farmer get out of it when they preserve the land?
Well, I would say all the farmers and farm owners that come in to preserve their farm are looking to preserve their farm because they want to save it and protect it from development. And they really want peace of mind. They know they want to know that their land is going to stay, doesn't have to stay exactly the same as when they bought it, but it's not going to be developed. Some of them say, we've been waiting to come in here for a long time and we're here, so we're glad to help them with that. They're perpetual easements that we put on the farms, and you can't buy it back. Some people think you can do that in the future and get out of the easement, but you can't. No one can in the future. And it helps families with some of their estate planning sometimes. The easement does allow for one future residence for the owner, an immediate family member, or farm workers. And they come to my office to talk about the location of the house, and they can only disturb up to 2 acres, including the driveway, for that house. So it's usually on the edge of the property somewhere, so it's not plunked right down in the middle of a really good field. The other benefit would be that they get paid for the development rights. They get paid to put the easement on their farm. So they actually get money. We use county, state, and township money, and some people donate part of the value, and that can be used against their taxes. They could actually donate quite a bit if they want, if they could use the tax deduction. So, yeah, they get paid. They can take it over several years. They don't have to take it in one lump sum, so it'll spread out the tax burden because they have to pay taxes on that money. But it's really great that the townships are kicking in funds now in our county. There's quite a bit of participation. We have a cap of $6,000 an acre that we pay right now. My board votes on that every year, and we look at how the appraisals are coming in and see if the cap still makes sense. And if somebody comes in over the cap, the townships are kicking in the rest of the money. Say they come in at $6,500 or $7,000, the township might kick in the rest. So they do get the whole value that the appraisal came up with. So we don't do the appraisals. We have a separate independent appraiser. That's another benefit that I didn't forget. But
but you've mentioned it. So the farm, if they go through this process to preserve, do they still have to maintain the farm, and can that go down, you know, through generations as well?
Oh, yes. It's a perpetual easement, and even if they sell the farm, that next landowner has to abide by the easement, and et cetera, et cetera. They do have to maintain it. It doesn't have to be farmed if they're in between owners or they're in between, they're changing what they're going to be growing there. They just have to keep it available for agriculture. So it could just be mowed We've had a couple farms that were in between ownership, and they just had to keep it mowed. You can have, you know, woodland, and you can grow trees, but you can't just let it grow into scrub and have it be, you know, sort of a huge effort for someone to bring it back for ag. So you have to keep it open for ag.
So I was doing a little bit of research, and I see there's a Pennsylvania Clean and Green program. Is that also affiliated?
No, that's a state and county program. It's a tax program. I'm not the expert on that. I always refer everyone to Jason Miller in the assessment office. He can tell you all about called Act 515 or Act 319. It's clean and green. It's not permanent preservation. So he can give you all the details on that, but it does give you a break on your property taxes. Mm. But there's a commitment. There's a commitment, and he can tell you all about that and how it works. And you can't just, you know, sell off pieces of land. If you're in clean and green, you got to check with Jason to see if what you want to do is okay. And then the other would be conservation easements with a conservancy, or sometimes townships have their own easement program, which would be similar to ours. They usually don't pay for the development rights, but sometimes that's okay with someone. They can use the donation. I'm not real familiar with what's happening over at Wildlands right now, but they have an easement program there.
Oh, so someone who has farmland not only would come in to speak with you or for Jason, but they could also approach potentially the Wildlands Conservancy?
Yes. I'm not sure how many ag easements they're taking in. You know, they're mainly about, you know, wildlands and woodlands, stream corridors, but you should call them and ask them about the details.
Mm-hmm. So that's a potential option. Excellent. Yep. Excellent. So in June, there was an event to celebrate farm land, which was preserved. So how's the process? You know, how do people approach you? How do you find out about these programs? Where does one go?
Well, we have a section, agricultural preservation, on the Lehigh County website, lehighcounty.org, under departments. And we also, you know, you can call us at 610-336-5680. I'm extension 1, and Donna Wright is extension 2. Basically, you start out, I can go through the process. Mm-hmm. It takes about a year if you apply, usually. If we're using county-only money for a farm, it goes a little more quickly because we don't have to go back and forth with documents and details between Harrisburg. And they have a slower process than if it's a county-only farm, it would go quicker. But anyway, it's about a year. You fill out an application for my department. You have to be in an agricultural security area. The farm has to be, and that's a township-level thing. It doesn't cost you anything, but it's the requirement for preservation. And it also gives the landowner protection from a lot more protection from eminent domain, which is condemnation. And the township, we have many, many acres in Lehigh County that are already enrolled. They got enrolled way back in 1989 when the program started. They're in the ag security area, and they're protected. If the township has an ag security area, they respect ag, and they will not develop an ordinance that is anything against ag. And that's what the ag security area is. So you have to do that, and that takes several months. But we allow people to apply to our program and the ag security area at the same time. So that's just part of the process. So then you apply, and the farm is ranked. We have a computerized ranking system. The soils are 40% of the score, because the soils are so important. And then all the other factors are, you know, the more road frontage you have, the more points you get. And if you're next to another preserve farm, you get more points. There's a whole bunch of different non-soil ranking points. We accept applications all year, and sometimes we get people applying that they don't even own the farm yet. They might want to buy a farm, and they ask us to rank it, just a real quick pre-ranking to see if they did buy it, could they apply and would they have a chance of getting selected? Because we have like 40 right now, 40 some farms on the waiting list. The funding usually gets us down to number 12 on the list. And then we have new people coming in all the time. So even if you know, you're number 13, you think you're going to get picked next year, I can't guarantee that because there's new farms coming in all the time and they might rank higher than your farm. And we have to pick the highest ranking farms. We have a cutoff date of July 1st, and then that's when we select the top farms. We look, by then we know how much funding we have, and we look to see how far the funding would go depending on the location of the farms, because some townships are pricier than others. They appraise higher, and the bigger the farm, you know, that's more money. The top farms are selected. We keep your farm on the list. You don't have to reapply again. You'll just be on there for next year, but we let you know how you did and talk about it. After that, we ask you if you want to be appraised. If you say yes, we do order appraisals. That takes a couple months usually, and then we tell you what the offer is, what the per acre offer is. And if you think that's good, then we order a survey. So then we know what the real offer is, because then we know the acreage and the amount per acre. So we come up with an agreement of sale, and the whole thing takes about a year, probably a little more than a year. But like I said, the county onlys or the county township ones, it might be less than a year.
So you had also mentioned at one point in private conversation that there is a tour of these farms as well. Could you elaborate?
I'm not sure if it's up yet, but we have a map of the 403 farms. It's actually more than 403 because some of our farms have split. Some of the larger ones, our board allows larger farms to be split, so it would be two farms. And so we really have about 430 farm owners to communicate with right now. But basically 403 farms, 28,000 acres, in the county, and on the website would be a map that shows green areas that are the preserve farms, and the main roads are on there, like 309 and the Turnpike, 78, Route 100. So if you wanted to go, not an official tour, but you can go on, you know, Route 100 and then branch off, and you see that you're near some of these farms. If you want to drive right by them, some of them have our signs at the road that say this farm is preserved, Lehigh County. Before, our maps didn't have any roads on it, and I was like, well, we need to get some roads on there. So I hope it's up, but if it isn't, it'll be up in the next couple of weeks. There is a chart there now that shows the acreages by township and the number of farms by township. We keep that up to date. So it's just interesting. Lynn has the most. It's over 9,000 acres, 120 farms. You'll see that on the map. And then Weisenberg, 4,600 some. Heidelberg, 3,900. Lower Milford, 3,900. Upper Milford, 1,200. And then the other ones are, well, Lower Macungie has 1,000 acres.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to mention about the farmland preservation activity?
Just we appreciate all the public support. Over the years, whenever there's a survey done by LVPC or the county, there's always a great percentage of, yes, we think farmland preservation is important. We appreciate it. We keep the support going, and we hope the commissioners keep the support going, because the more the commissioners kick in, the more we get from the state. It's an annual thing that we have to wait till February to figure out how much funding we have, and they've been holding pretty steady. The county has been giving us $1 million a year for the last several years, and then we get a little over $2 million from the state. And that's letting us do, you know, I mean, our land is expensive here compared to other counties, so we really need to keep the funding up so we can keep preserving so many acres per year and keep it going, because there's more land out there that haven't even applied yet that I know about, and I hope they come in.
Well, and how would they reach you? Could you repeat that once again?
Yeah, I'd 610-336-5680. Extension 1, and Donna is Extension 2.
Mm-hmm. And then to go to the website, lehighcounty.org, departments, and then they can click on the agricultural land preservation.
Right.
Okay. Well, Diane, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for all the information, and good luck.
Thanks a lot.
You are listening to the LCHAR Chronicles with my guests, Lehigh County Executive Phillips Armstrong and Diane Matthews-Geringer, Lehigh County Director of Farmland Preservation. This is Lehigh Valley Discourse, and you're listening to the LCHAR Chronicles.
If you enjoyed this program, you can hear this episode and more, along with our other public affairs programming at WDIY.org, on WDIY's free mobile app, on your favorite podcast platform, or live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. here on WDIY.